It's 8:30. Time for Saturday Night Theatre.
Mary Morris plays Naomi, Wendy Murray, Ruth, and John Turner, Boaz, in The Threshing Floor by James Forsyth, with music by Terence Albright.
Even the lamb does not want you to go.
Go, what did you say?
I said even Emmanuel.
Oh, give it your thumb, give it your thumb to suck your thumb. Oh, God, girl, with Manny bleating and your weeping, I couldn't hear a word. Now, what did you say? Ruth, stop the tears, girl. Ruth, what did you say?
I said, even the lamb does not want you to go.
Well, unlike me, he was born here in Moab, and here in Moab he can die for a good cause to keep you alive.
Oh, but Naomi, I...
Girl, for the last time, will you listen to me? God, through famine, has taken away the only two sons I can now ever have. And God knows it is another sort of death for me that I now have to part with you. But you are young, and not even famine has taken away your beauty, my dearest. You belong here in Moab, where the young men have most survived. Your mother will find among them a new husband for you.
Oh, no, please, Naomi, please. What has famine and death done to me? But let me see what you are. Are you a more mother to me than my own mother? And crossing the desert all alone, you will need me.
No, Ruth, life has nothing left for me. So that I have now only one need, to die in my own country, and if I can, in Bethlehem of Judea, where I was born. And now that we know that your father and mother were not among those who fled in fear from the famine here, it is they who need you. Help me up with my bundle. Girl, that is why I've given you the last of my flock. Take the lamb back to the tents of your own people and help me up with my bundle. Oh, love. Love, how I hate in my heart this parting from you.
What did you say? Naomi, what did you say?
Nothing. Nothing. Go. Go.
Naomi.
Nothing. Nothing but murderous desert ahead and this wilderness of withering in me.
Look, Andres! The vultures again above the wadi, see?
Ah.
Out of the Valley of Salt towards Moab.
Aye, I suppose every day some of the weakest fall by the way, and the vultures finish them off.
So many Moabites, the less, so much the better for Judea. Well, they slaughtered us in the past, didn't they? And if God chooses us instead...
And if you, young cock, chose to think the Moabite was the enemy, but not these particular people who are starving and fleeing Moab today...
When God chose the chosen people, he didn't choose them, he chose us. They worship Molech.
Aye, and having shared these days of watching with you, I have reason to wonder, young Joshua, if you worship anything but Joshua.
Nah.
Oh, get your pack, and pack up the tent. You and I are more needed now getting Bethlehem's barley harvest in than stopping the last few refugees crawling across into Judea. I'm speaking to you, Joshua. Will you... Is that one?
Vulture.
No, refugee. Down in the valley shadow.
It is. Look at the bundle on his head. If he has the strength in him...
She? It's a woman.
So it is. Some tough old Moabite bag, eh? Well, if she's the strength to carry that big bundle, she can't be so famished.
Joshua, one day it may come to you, and I begin to hope it'll come painfully, that guts, not flesh, muscle, or youth, is what gets any of God's creatures through famine, flood... That's another one, is it? See, coming up on the far ridge into the sun now.
Yes, and another woman. This one's a young one, I think.
Well, stop thinking on your favorite subject. Fetch down the tent and follow me before we're trapped for another night out here by the darkness.
But aren't we going to turn them back?
No, come on.
Look, Andreas, our orders from the elders were to...
My orders from your master, Boaz, were to be back for the barley harvest. What harm can there be in a couple more poor devils crawling in? I said, come!
I'm coming! I'll follow with the tent!
Yes, like his pack mule. Stupid old fool. Thinks because he's overseer to Boaz, he can oversee every damn thing I do.
Young man!
Here comes the old one. The bag with the baggage.
Young man! How much further from here to Bethlehem?
Too far for you and the likes of you. However, Hebron is that way and shorter. Try Hebron. Shalom.
Boy! I'm not interested in Hebron. I'm interested in Bethlehem. It's that way, isn't it?
Mother, I'm not interested in what you're interested in. Get going that way or get straight back to where you belong.
Out of my way, mouse.
Look, you Jezebel.
Ah!
This sword is of Bethlehem bronze, and that rock is Judean sandstone. And between the two, this edge, Mother, is very sharp.
Like you?
Like me, so get going.
Are you a Judean boy?
I said,
are you Judean?
Look. Oh, Moabites.
I am not a Moabite. I'm a Jew. Are you from Bethlehem like this sword?
And if I am?
What's your tribe?
What's that to the likes of...
Are you Ephrathite like me?
Like you? Yes, I am.
Then God is good. And I can rest my bundle a moment while you tell me how things are in my birthplace.
Your birthplace?
Who's your mother and father?
My mother was Miriam.
Not Miriam, the wife of old Moses. Then God is good. So, Miriam is your mother?
Was. She's dead.
Yeah, that's news, boy, I'd rather have heard about your father.
He died too, years back, when our famine... Who are you?
Boy, are you old enough to have known Elimelech?
When I was a boy, I was friend to his boy Mahlon. But that was before he and his family fled from the famine in Judea into Moab. You're not... Yes, you are. I know you. You're Naomi, Elimelech's wife.
His widow.
Oh, did he die too in Moab?
Yes, and Mahlon and Kilian, his brother, too. All our menfolk are dead. Is there any of our family left in Bethlehem?
Not close family, no. Most found it best to move. There were a lot of Bethlehemites bitter at you and Elimelech, because you all quit at the time of our famine when men were needed to dig new wells.
I see. And is there bitterness still?
Of course. Not so much among us Ephrathites. And Boaz, he might speak up for you. He may be big-headed, but he's big-hearted, too.
Boaz?
Oh, he's a big man in Bethlehem now. Rich in land. I work under him. In fact, I should be there now, getting the barley harvest in. I'll speak to him.
No, don't try. He was proud, too proud. Ah, we quarreled. Anyway, I have my own bit of land in Bethlehem. A small plot, but enough to live on. To die on, too. Help me up with my bundle.
I wouldn't count on that plot. I know of it.
It's still mine by law. Nobody's stolen it, have they?
No, no. But it's been let go back to the wilderness. Anyway, how could you work it if you've no menfolk? Had Mahlon no children? Did he not marry?
What, Mahlon? Yes, he married. But I tell you, I have nobody. I've got my own strength, and well, I have it. That will serve. It'll have to. I've no money to hire any man. I said, help me up with my bundle.
Help me! Mama!
What is it?
Huh? It's a young refugee who was following after you. And it is you she's following, for she's calling your name.
Oh, my God, no.
Mama!
But you had no daughter, had you, unless in Moab?
No, no daughter. But a daughter-in-law more than any daughter to me. Oh, Ruth, Ruth, no, no, no.
Naomi! Mama! Mama!
I told you that coming after me, you'd be only throwing your life away. And you brought the lamb, Ruth, Ruth.
I tried. I did try to stay. But I couldn't. Not without you.
Oh, God, clinging to me, you'll just end up as I am now, a woman withering her life away, without children, without family, without anybody to care or care for.
I'll care for you.
But you don't understand. I'm going into a country where you would be not only a woman without issue or family among people whose God is not your God, whose manners and customs are foreign to you, but where there's bitterness against all Moabites. Lie and bitterness against me. Don't you understand this?
All I understand is that wherever you go, there I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. For I know now that nothing but death must part me from you.
Oh, what can I do with you?
Naomi, wife of Elimelech. Like this black lamb, this daughter-in-law. She's a Moabite, I take it.
What of it? Put that creature down. It's mine. Ruth, tie his back legs tighter. And get your bundle up.
I'm sorry, but as a Moabite, she can't go on into Bethlehem.
She what?
Officially not into Judea at all. No more Moabites fleeing from their famine to be allowed into our land. That's why I'm here, with this sword.
And by God, with that sword, I'll see your throat slit rather than part
with
her.
Leave off! God alive, did you not say you didn't want the girl to follow you?
Not want? Did you not hear what she said? Not want?
Look, you. Here's what I'll do. For you. For Miriam, my mother's sake. Before that sun slips behind your home hills and stops you right here till dawn, you go on alone. I'll even bring your bundle for you. But tomorrow, when my relief guard is due here. And I'll get the girl into Bethlehem for you. And without trouble. I have some influence with the elders.
You do? I see. You want me to go on, but you don't want her to go on with me.
Well, you're no Moabite, but I'd have to be there to get her into Bethlehem. I'm not free to go tonight, but I'll give her shelter. I can sleep in the open. Why do you look at me like that?
Because, young Joshua, I knew your father, and perhaps son like father.
Oh, for God's sake! Isn't she the widow of my dead friend Marlon? So?
Where's your tent?
Up there, behind the big rock, where those thorn bushes are.
All right. Lead on up, and let me look at it first.
But Naomi...
You be quiet, and do as I say. I said, lead on.
But Naomi, he...
Listen, girl. When I get out of sight, release the lamb. It'll follow me. I'll create a hullabaloo about its escape and distract the boy's attention while you make off. You go as if you run away back towards Moab in despair.
Yes.
So when you get into the valley shadows, double back and make for that big stone, the one like a pillar of salt.
Up here!
Coming! Just getting my bundle up. Stay by the stone till it's dark and I come for you. Now, unhobble his legs. I know this young man. All he wants is roast lamb in his belly and you in his bed. He'll get neither. Coming! Aunt Ruth, I won't desert you. Not ever again. Now, run.
Oh, little one.
What? The lamb! A rabbit, man! Oh, no, look, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Look, you fool, you frightened her off. She's run away back to Moab.
Oh, quiet, woman.
You've lost me the best daughter a woman ever had.
Oh, for God's sake, get out of here, woman. Get out and take your damn bundle with you, too. Go on, dark or no dark. And may the wolves get you both.
Women. But by heaven, out of her rags and with a bit of flesh on her, that one of Marlon's could have been a real beauty. Damn Naomi. I'll make it bitter for her in Bethlehem, if she gets there.
Beat, beat, Joshua! Beat, beat, the husk from the seed. Beat, beat the grain till the chaff flies free. And the wind of the way... Joshua! Night wind from the sea can winnow the chaff so the seed like... Oh, for Lord's sake, Joshua!
Now what is it, old Andreas?
Don't you old Andreas me. Fetch that other flail boy and don't leave all this thrashing to me. Even if I am twice as fit as you, young Joshua.
I thought I was supposed to be winnowing.
You were when you were doing anything. And you are when we've done this heap.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, this women.
Yes, they're all coming in from the field. Oh, and look, on their way somebody's losing some hair.
Somebody's harvesting fistfuls of hair. It'll be Mara.
It is. And here they come. My God. Look who she has by the hair.
Who? This young raven. Well, that's a stranger, isn't it?
Not to me.
Ah, Joshua, well. This should interest you.
He did trespass and you had no right, Saria.
God save the crows. Look, quiet. Oh, God alive. Look what you've done, Saria. Look, get off that grain.
Andreas,
I said quiet. What's all this about? Didn't I set you all to cleaning up the far field?
Yes, but this gypsy was there ahead of us.
That's not true. Andrea Sarriai and I and the young men too were already
there.
Yes,
the young men. She had those sheaves of barley from them.
Oh, please, they gave the sheaves of barley to me.
Yes, and for what? For what?
Mara.
Mara, hold your tongue. Now, Leah, look, what happened? And who is this young woman?
We don't know.
Look, I said quiet. And you, little Sarriai, can sweep up that grain.
Oh, Sarriai and I were stacking the sheaves for the young men when we saw this girl watching us from the path that leads out to the wilderness. And she looked so sad and shy.
And hungry.
Yes, that I suggested the men let her glean, only for a fistful of grain, for I knew that you, dear brother, would not object. Nor Boaz, neither.
No, Leah, I would not object.
Oh, it's Boaz.
I think the young woman was in real need and behaved with courtesy.
Oh, she was, and she did, Master Boaz.
Boaz?
Oh. And she didn't even ask. It was me asked her.
Oh, she only asked if the steward of the field would object.
Well, Andreas?
Me? No objection, except that it's one more woman. The more welcome to me is one less in that contentious commodity.
Who is she?
An Arab. A nomad.
No. She's a Moabite.
Worse still.
And she is the daughter by law of Elimelech's widow, Naomi.
Worse and worse. Boaz, have you heard that Naomi is said to have come back here to Bethlehem?
Yes, Mara, I have heard. Oh, this is the Tigress's daughter-in-law.
Master, what is your wish with her? If she's good, will we let her glean? The heads are heavy and rich, see?
But Boaz, Master, it would be unjust. Many poor women native to Bethlehem would rush at the opportunity to glean in your fields.
I warn you, she'll cause trouble among the young men.
Mara, beauty, which came also by nature to you, is nobody's choice. But it does fall to you how you choose to use it. A matter, Mara, of virtue. Oh. And Judith, as a matter of justice, you, who are so legally minded, should know that the virtuous stranger is a sacred care when in our midst. I dismiss the women, Andreas. Joshua, too. I wish to know this stranger's virtue. Mine, Mara, you have cause to trust.
Bah!
Master!
A young woman. There's no need to kneel before me. Look up. Oh, rise. You need have no fear from my household, neither you nor your husband. For Marlon was too young to choose, as his father Elimelech certainly did, to desert his own tribe in our time of need, when our fight was famine.
Master, my husband Marlon is dead.
Oh, in Moab?
And his brother Kilian, too. Only Naomi survived.
Being Naomi, it could be that she would survive the seven plagues. But God rest Elimelech and his sons. What is your name?
In your language, Master, which is now mine, my name is Ruth.
In any language, a friendly name. Ruth, I asked to speak with you that you might do me a friendly favor.
Aye, Master Boaz.
I want further information about my kinswoman, Naomi. And it is not easy, nor has it ever been for me, to get the truth out of Naomi.
But why? She is very, very honest, Master.
Well, let us say I like answers to my questions. And questions to Naomi always tended to be answered by questions. Yes, I see you smile. Take this stool. Sit. I shall not keep you long. You're weary and weak, is that not so?
Yes.
And hungry, no doubt.
Yes.
Is Naomi now in real need?
All out of Moab come today from starvation and need food.
And that is why Naomi commanded you. For requests from Naomi come as commands to come to my fields and glean.
No, Master. It was I who made the offer to go out and glean. But I had no knowledge that the field to which the woman and girl welcomed me was your field. I had reason to avoid any field of yours.
Why? Is my reputation so forbidding? Why?
When we crossed into Judah, Naomi and I, there was a man of your household who tried to separate me from her. But she tricked him so that we were not separated.
A man of my household?
Well, he was here now.
Oh, Joshua. Yes, he was on guard on the border for a time. So that was why I knew who you were. Well, you're not to fear young Joshua. He is at present under my tutelage, to learn the husbandry of the soil, so that when he comes into his inheritance, it should continue to be a well-tended vineyard. It could even be that Joshua thought it not the worst deprivation for you that you should be separated from such a domineering mother-in-law as Naomi. Her husband Elimelech was near to death here from the sheer exhaustion of living with her.
Sir, you do offence to Naomi. She respected and adored Elimelech. And she has given me also reason to respect and to...
And to adore her? Can one adore Naomi? Oh, you love her. Then you, Ruth, must have achieved an unusual capacity for loving.
It would be my parents' hope in me. And it is my hope, Master, never to hate. May I go?
No. Ruth, what means have Naomi and you to live upon?
What I glean. Until such time as the plot of land she is now tilling yields some fruit.
The plot which fell to her by Marlon's inheritance?
Yes.
By the east gate beyond the wall?
Yes.
Ah, I see. Has she any help to tend it?
None but me.
Were there no children to come with you out of Moab?
Killian died early. Marlon and I were not blessed with children.
You were not blessed with Marlon. Ah, I'm sorry. I do not wish to speak ill of the dead, but Marlon, when he left here, was a broken reed.
Marlon was as good as he was weak. And God in Moab, as God here, is merciful. Master.
And you are Ruth, in nature and name. Andreas!
Master!
This young woman is to have the freedom freely to glean in all my fields, and to continue to do so beyond the barley harvest to the wheat.
Aye, Master.
And Andreas, you're to see that neither the young men nor the women molest her in any way.
Yes, Master.
She is by marriage of our kin, however foreign her birth may be. And she is to live in the true charity which our God requires of you, and of me.
Mine only to obey. Take up your sheaves of barley, girl. Master, the girl's weeping.
Hand me that corn measure. Yeah, thank you. Ruth, come here. Now dry your tears and hold out the skirts of your robe towards me. Accept, dear Moabite, these measures of grain from Judea.
Oh.
And together with your gleanings, take it with you to your formidable mother-in-law.
Master!
But Ruth.
Master?
Do not say from whose field it comes. Not yet.
I am not worthy of such generosity. But, Master, I will endeavor to be so.
Good. Now go. And God go with you. Andreas, there goes, I believe, a young woman of unusual fidelity and of perhaps exceptional grace.
Master, haven't we been badly bitten before by beauty and presumed virtue? And haven't you just added one more of the flighty creatures to my care?
Now, one has to remind you, old faithful, that you were born of woman.
Yes, and look what that brought into the world.
A grumbling misogynist of a man, without whose wisdom, wit, and loyalty I've been lost. Get on with your work. And see that young Joshua does a lot more work than he's done since he was out on board to watch with you. Look, he's idling again.
Oh.
At least his hands are idle. His ears may not be. I'll attend to the accounts.
Joshua.
What is it now?
Give your ears a rest and get your muscles busy here.
The Moabite girl. She's a widow, you know.
Look, get your mind on your work. You take this.
And it's the end of the line for Naomi's family, unless...
Unless what?
Unless some man puts seed grain in the girl's lap.
Put seed grain? Lord, you don't mean Boaz would take a Moabite to wife?
Boaz, no. Though he's an Ephrathite, like me. And there is this legal obligation, isn't there? For the man next of kin to take the dead man's widow to wife and preserve the tribal line.
God, when will you get your mind off women long enough to do a good day's work? Boaz is too wise for that sort of copulative caper. Who says he's the next of kin, anyway?
Oh, well, I don't. For there's somebody nearer. And he's not far from you now.
You? God save Jerusalem. Look, if you don't get farther from me, Sharp, I'll take this flail to... Joshua, I warn you, the master said none of the young hands was to pester the girl.
All right. I know your little belly's empty. But what's in this pot is for her, not for you. And if this time Ruth doesn't bring back enough to make a good porridge for us all, then tomorrow's supper could be lamb stew. Oh, I didn't mean that. Not yet. But this is the last of the milk. Goat's milk. She kept it for you. And my belly's as empty as... Hello? Is this her back? Ruth? Is that... Oh, no.
Naomi, isn't it?
And if it is?
So this is where you've pitched your tent.
It's on my own land.
You may not remember me.
I may not want to.
Mara, Rebecca's daughter.
Aye. A bitter name she gave you. And from what I hear, it seems Rebecca had a bit of a profit in her to give you that name. What do you want?
Your name was for trouble, Naomi. And you've brought trouble back to Bethlehem, where there's enough of that particular trouble already.
What trouble? I've done nothing since I got back here but sweat my guts out on this plot. Aye, and suffer a lot of silent scorn. And if you come to scorn at me too in my beggared state, then get this into your sleek head and use your loose tongue to spread it. I never deserted Bethlehem, and you refuse to desert my Elimelech when he quit in the hope of saving his sons from starvation and death.
And Jehovah didn't let him, did he? I'm not here to scorn at you. I'm here, Naomi, to warn you that if you don't want to stir up our people's feelings as violently as you're stirring that pot now, you'll take and keep your young refugee off Boaz Fields.
Boaz Fields?
So don't send her again, if you value the peace of Bethlehem.
I send my Ruth on Boaz Field?
Oh, don't put that face on it. You know why you sent her, and I do too. So don't send her again, but let her sweat out her right to be here on your own plot. Is that clear?
What it has or hasn't to do with you, the Lord knows. But I did not send my Ruth onto Boaz Field.
I don't believe you.
If you are calling me
well,
a liar...
Well, she came, and she came again today. And if you're telling me you don't know where the girl's been, then you're a...
Then you're telling me I'm a liar.
Well, she's there now, and she's causing trouble. And I'm not having any Moabite bitch cast her scent on Boaz.
Bitch! Did you use that word about my Ruth?
I don't care what she's called.
But I do. So get off my land, or I'll cripple you with this ladle.
She's no right to the favor she's getting from him.
Oh, whatever she's getting, by God, I'll give you the...
She's a parasite, all the Moabites are. Yes, and you too, flying to wherever there's food to be found for your belly.
It's all right. She's gone. Here, here, suckle my thumb.
Boaz.
Boaz favors my Ruth.
Naomi. Mama.
I'm here. Oh, there you are.
Who was that woman who hurried away?
Oh, someone I knew years ago. But what have you brought? More grain? Good.
And see this wineskin? It's full.
Of wine, hallelujah.
No, goat's milk.
Goat's, manny, goat's milk again. God knows what will happen to you on Judgment Day when they separate the sheep from the goats. And a whole basket of grain. And more sheaves of barley, too. No, no, stop where you are. And let the last of the sun let me look at you. Yes, smile. For tonight, standing there, the gold of the sun on you, you look to me like the goddess of good fortune come to us at last.
Oh, Naomi, I was so happy walking home tonight.
Home? Can you call this hovel of a tent home? But there's food in the pot.
Wherever you are is home to me.
And wherever you're happy is heaven to me. But why were you specially happy coming home?
I don't know. Just everything.
Everything? I see.
And as I came through a field of dry stubble, where the sun turned each stalk to a rod of red gold, I heard a new sort of music.
Uh-huh.
It's true. As my feet passed through the brittle stalks, I could hear them making a sound, dry and clear, that was like a dulcimer. May I wash my feet, then eat?
No.
Why not?
Because I want to wash them for you.
Oh.
And why? Because I am perhaps even happier than you.
Why is that, Mama?
Because though you promised and kept your promise faithfully not to tell me who the master was who is letting you glean in his field, someone else has told me.
Oh.
And Ruth, you are now to promise me that you will go every day to nobody else's field but the field of Boaz. You promise?
Of course.
I know why you are so happy.
Why?
Why? Because as you in the desert promise me your people will be my people, I promise you that my people will be your people.
I don't understand.
Don't try. Now to the washing of my gleaner's weary but musical feet. Come.
Sarai, what are you doing out here?
Is this Naomi's pot? And is that... Oh, is that Naomi?
Yes, stand out of my way.
I thought she'd be an old woman.
Oh, she's old enough not to be doing this back-breaking work.
Well, if you're all helping her, can't I help too?
No, this work is too heavy for you too. Now go back home and tell Andreas that soon... Oh, dear.
That's him. There's Andreas. Look, up on the town wall by the gate.
Yes, I was afraid of that. Go to Andreas, Sarai, and tell him we were just giving Naomi a bit of help on her plot, now that all our own day's work is done. Tell him we'll be back in good time.
Helping Naomi? What, to tell her plot?
Yes, but I know it's for Ruth they're doing it. So that Naomi can sell it, you see. And both of them can get a better place to stay than that old tent.
Oh, but Sarai, she hasn't said she'd sell her bit of land, has she?
No, but I know she's going to.
Oh, you know everything, don't you?
All I hear.
Well, you hear too much. Oh, the sun's in my eyes. Are they all out there?
Yes, all except Ruth. She stayed back with Boaz to help prepare for our harvest festival.
Yes, I know she's with Boaz.
Mara's there too, isn't she? She won't let Ruth out of her sight. And Joshua, he keeps after both of them. But Andreas, why is Mara so bitter about Ruth? It's not just because she's a Moabite, is it?
Oh, Mara's bitter about everything, including Mara. Look, go out there and get Leah up here to me.
That's a funny sort of thing to say. Bitter about herself. Why?
Oh, child, you can't know everything. Look, fetch Leah in, here and now.
Anyway, I think I know why Mara's bitter.
Well, you don't.
Why
off
don't
you go.
I?
Oh, for God's sake, girl. You're too young to know.
I'm growing up. I've got to.
Well, not at the rate you're doing it. Now run.
Oh, please, Andreas, tell me. I'll run all the way, please.
Oh, Lord. If the only way to get you moving, girl, is to push you further along a path you're already moving too fast on. Mara, at our last harvest festival, got Boaz drunk so that she could seduce him. However...
Seduce him?
Well, it means...
I know what it means.
You do? God help Bethlehem. Now, run.
It's all right. They're coming in now. You don't have to be so angry with me.
Oh, all right.
But, Andreas, it's not because Boaz is like you that he's never taken any woman to wife, is it?
What do you mean, like me?
Well, you don't like any women, do you?
Look, Sparrow, like Boaz, I'd love to find myself loving a woman if I could see one worth loving. Now, go off with you before I take this stick to you.
Did you know that I love you, Andreas?
Oh. Yahweh, what am I going to do with you?
You can do what you like, Andreas.
Oh, all right. Oh, why, your father years ago didn't take the rod to your impudent buttocks. Oh, sorry. Sorry, little sorry. The great famine, wasn't it, that took your dear father and mother away? Sorry. Leah! Send Leah up to me, then go home with the others. There's my good girl.
Andreas.
Look, Andreas, the sun's almost down. No,
and I'm not leaving here till I know if I have to go down there to her tent and deal with Naomi. Did you or any of the other women invite the Moabite girl to our harvest festival?
What's come over you? Why shouldn't she be invited? She's one of our gleaners. Hasn't Boaz made her so?
Look, did you ask her to come?
Of course.
Oh, damnation.
Look, just because the girl's foreign...
Look, Leah, I'm not here to argue.
But this is...
Look, I told you, I'm not here to argue. Oh. As your brother and at home, I will. But as overseer to Boaz, that's all I want to know. No, it isn't. Has Naomi said to you that she's definitely selling her parcel of land?
Yes.
And has she said why?
Because it's worth selling now. Go and see for yourself in broad daylight what she, with sheer sweat and determination, has done.
Mm.
We'd only helped her for the odd hour and for Ruth's sake. That...
All right. She's a fine girl and a good worker, too. It's what Naomi's up to that's worrying me.
Oh.
Now, dear sister... Hasn't it dawned on you that once Naomi puts that plot of land up for sale, whatever man is Ephrathite and nearest in kin has not only prior right to purchase the plot, but also has the obligation to take her dead son Marlon's widow to wife?
Ruth?
Her daughter-in-law, yes. Because Naomi only holds the plot in trust for her son.
And as next of kin, Boaz... Oh, but that would be wonderful.
If Boaz were next of kin nearest to Marlon.
But he is, isn't he? All the other near relatives went north and none have come back, have they?
There's one young pigeon come back to roost because of his inheritance.
Oh, no.
Yes, Joshua.
Oh.
I've checked it with our mother.
But, Andreas, Joshua couldn't afford to buy any land.
Joshua has traded on Boaz's big-heartedness to raise a loan.
For what purpose, only God knows. But maybe now I can guess.
I'll get Naomi to raise the price.
No, no, Leah, I forbid you to get mixed up in this. Leave it to me. You like young Ruth, don't you?
Like? We love the girl, all of us. Well, not Mara.
But for reasons quite unlike Mara, you will to keep the peace and help me persuade Ruth that it would be wrong for her to attend this harvest festival.
But that's hateful.
It is necessary, and it is an order from your overseer. Shalom, dear sister. I must go down and face the tigress in her den.
Oh, dear God, we must find some way.
Psst, what? Heavens, sorry, are you young scamp? Were you listening? Did you hear all that? All of what Andreas said to me?
Yes, but I know something Andreas doesn't know. I heard it from Salome. Don't you worry, Leah. Us women won't let this happen.
Us women? Oh, sorry, I.
But what is it Andreas doesn't know?
Come in, Naomi. You've got your fire on the go and supper to do. And I hope I'll not add to a long day for you.
You won't if you'll light this lamp for me while I blow the fire. Andreas the steward, isn't it?
Yes. And though you may not know much about me, I have known since I was a boy that Naomi likes plain speaking.
She does. So?
I've come to ask you to keep your daughter-in-law away from Boaz's harvest festival. And I'll tell you why.
No, you won't. I'll tell you why. And keep the talk even plainer. You wanted to stay away because Boaz favors my Ruth. But your young beast of a workmaid, Joshua, keeps after my girl.
Well...
Also, when wine is aflow, the feast high and the seed is the symbol, the males may become rampant and trouble ensue.
Well, that's plain enough. True enough, too. There's your lamp.
And why shouldn't there be such trouble? Has Bethlehem gone gutless while I've been away?
So, you want trouble?
No. But if you want it even plainer still, I want my girl to move among men and have the one she deserves and the one who deserves her.
But Naomi...
Andrea. You're probably a good overseer for Boaz, but don't oversee me. What's happened to Bethlehem's charity? It's a harvest festival, a time of joy. And I've known more festivals than you've known rats in your granary.
Naomi, there was one harvest festival at which you and your family were notable absentees. The one to celebrate our survival from the famine here.
Aye, and because of that I shall absent myself from this one too. But what had she to do with that?
True. But for the sake of possible hurt to her and trouble for Boaz from others, for as you know, not all Bethlehem welcomes you refugees. Please, will you see that...
Shh, the girl.
Oh, Andreas.
Shalom. Shalom, Naomi.
Shalom, Andreas.
What did he want?
Who knows? Men are forever curious about who's selling what and when. And now that we may be selling the plot... But what's this? I thought we had the last of the barley harvest.
It's just a little sack of grain. All the gleaners get one at the festival. See how it is tasseled and coloured with your traditional patterns. It is a token of gratitude, he said. They call it a bounty.
Take the lamp. Let me look at it. Ah, it reminds me of when I was a girl and made these patterns and made my corn dollies of straw. Did Boaz himself give it to you?
Yes. And Naomi, he gave it to me now, as I might not wish to attend the harvest feast, at which the other women will receive their bounty.
I see. Because you might not wish to be at the festival. And might you not?
Oh, Mama, I need your advice on this.
Then come, sit by the fire by me. Here comes our cool breeze that starts away by the sea. But the fire glows to it in gratitude. I fed the lamb. He's asleep. Now, do you want to go?
To the festival? Of course. I have such friends there now. Though some are against me.
But not Boaz?
No. But I don't know what he'd want.
Neither does he, unless he's changed. And I know Boaz wants you there. So at dawn, you and I will pray to the one God, and then we will wash and anoint your dear body, and we shall put on it that fine old gold robe of your family, the one which you gave to me when you feared we were parting forever.
The robe with the gold threads, but...
Yes. All day I've cleaned it and hung it away from the sun, and every breeze in which I thought of you winnowing the chaff away from the grain has winnowed the spirit of widowhood away from its golden folds. There it lies in the tent now, beside the lovely decoration of straw you made specially for their feast.
Yes, but wouldn't it seem immodest of me, their poorest gleaner, to go in a golden robe?
Why? Is the grain immodest, and it is golden? Is the barley with its bowed head immodest? And this, your gift made of golden straw, is this immodest? It's a golden time. And Ruth, the modesty which makes everyone love you may at this feast be your enemy. Go and go golden, for I know you to be of the purest metal. Go, feast, laugh, sing and dance. Yes, dance. And make these anklets of little bells I made for you dance your gratitude to Judah because she has taken you out of the famine. Dance, and then... do exactly as I tell you to do. Promise?
Have I not promised in all things to obey you?
When the men will have eaten their fill and drunken deeply, as they are obliged to do, and have lain down, as they will, by the heap of the new grain, the master Boaz sleeping alone, then gently go you in and onto the threshing floor and lay you down at Boaz's feet.
Oh, but...
Shh, child, I said, listen. Do this and exactly. Uncover his feet so that your hair falls on them.
Naomi!
Listen, girl. When he wakes, and as it may be dark, you must say these words clearly. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
It is Ruth, your handmaiden, who is kin to you. Spread, master, the skirts of your robe upon me.
No! No, I cannot do
you
this!
You must.
He will think me a harlot.
No, no, spread the skirts of your robe upon me is a symbolic phrase. It means marriage, not harlotry. That is all you have to do. The rest is with God and him.
Oh, no, I cannot.
Sit down, girl.
Oh, no, this is wrong. The master will take me for a loose woman.
He will take you for a woman being a man and at Harvest Festival, and he will be fortunate beyond all his deserving. Sit down.
No, I know him. He is a modest man, as modest as he is strong. I know the fineness beyond that strength, and I know he has come to think of me as a modest and trustworthy woman, as I am, and as I must remain... or be destroyed.
Am I to begin to believe from today that it was not Marlon's weakness but your modesty kept you from consummation?
Oh, how dare you! You know, and yet never have I allowed you to admit because of the pain it would cause you. You know that Marlon was no man. You know that you married him to me because you hoped that by my love he would be turned to a manly man. But there was no love in it. Only your love for me. Oh, please, please, Naomi, please. I don't want to hurt you. I love you. But please, don't make Boaz despise me.
You love Boaz. You do, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And he loves you, doesn't he? But why do I ask? The women all know it. The women told me. And now when God has shown me the way to open the gates of great fortune for you, me, our tribe, our family, oh, Ruth, Ruth... Do you want to deny me the life that is life and condemn me to die withered, shrunken?
Oh, no. But you don't know him as
I... Girl, have you ever, except in the case of my sad son, ever had to distrust my judgment? Have you?
No.
And have you not sworn to me that where I lead, you will follow, that my God will be your God, my people your people? Answer me.
Yes.
Then, my darling, do as I say. Oh, it may seem to you that you are the lamb led to the slaughter, and yes, in a way you will be the victim. Darling, you will die a little death, the death of your modesty. But that is a birth and beginning on the way to new life, new fruitfulness. And I shall not be the withered stump of our line like some burned-out tree on a horizon beyond which neither of us go, but the living trunk, the live support on which will climb up the new vine, the true vine. For there is pure truth in you. Will you deny all this? Will you?
No.
And you will trust me?
Yes.
And go to the feast?
And go.
And will do as I say?
I will.
Oh, no, don't weep. Oh, yes, weep now, but tomorrow dance, dance. Dance for joy, my darling, and take the lamb. Look at him. Take this, our little lamb, with you. For tonight I've filled his little crop full with grain. For tomorrow he is the chosen one, pure enough for sacrifice.
Oh, no.
Aye, take him. Comfort him. For tomorrow our little Manny must be our gift to the festival feast.
Please, no.
It is the custom and it is life that others die for the living. Come you in now. For you must eat and you must sleep if you are to be fit for the festival. Come you in.
Oh, God. The one God. Must this be? Out of love's seed, must there grow the hard rods of hatred?
Ruth.
No, Lord, no. For this little lamb and me, be the shepherd. For we no longer know the path or the pasture, the right or the wrong, in this strange country to which we are come.
Sorry, and why aren't you dancing? Eating too much?
No, I don't eat too much. I just don't know that dance well enough.
Neither does Salome, but look at her.
She's been drinking too much wine. So have you, Tom. So have all
of them. Well, it's festival. Little misery.
But she's right. Even Boaz, go you easy. But it was a great feast.
Still is. And the Moabite girl came. I said the Moabites in our midst, eh, Andreas?
Yes, and she'll leave now when the women finish their dance. Or Mara's claws. What's that little Sarai up to?
Oh, I don't think our Moabites shall leave. Not before or after the ceremony. I think Naomi's golden girl deserves golden bedding on the straw by moonlight. Where's little Sarai taking it?
Yes, you should have put it here, Ruth, on the threshing floor itself. Here, by a heap of grain where the other women have put theirs.
Here, sorry, right?
That's right. Let it lie there. It's the best of them all. My corn dolly looks so silly beside it. And you, Ruth, you look so beautiful. You do? But you seem so sad at the feast. Something's worrying you, isn't it?
I wasn't hungry. And I was sad that I couldn't join in the dance of gratitude. Not knowing it yet.
Well, neither do I. And you can dance. I can't. Such a lovely robe, too.
Yes, I. But when the dancing stops, they will come here for the ceremony, won't they?
Oh, not yet. Boaz stands here and says a sort of prayer by this little gold mountain of barley. It's the seed grain for next year. The men sleep by it. They're supposed to be guarding it all through the night till the new day, but they're so drunk they just sleep. And that bound sheaf of barley is the first sheaf that was cut. These are the bounties we all get now. And the little basket of bread
Sarai.
Is...
Sarai, what are you doing here? And Ruth?
Ruth forgot to add her straw dolly to the others.
I shall go, Sarai.
No, not without wishing good night to the master. He'd be offended.
A good harvest.
Here he is.
Oh, but...
Yes, here's our Andreas, who may have an aversion to women, but never to good food.
Oh, no, master. A good feast is to me man's chief delight in God's goodness. But to the ceremony. Come on, kneel, females of the field. Quiet now. Now, Ruth, it's time.
Ruth, kneel.
Andreas says...
Kneel, Leah.
Ruth, kneel, and when Boaz...
No, hush.
For this plenitude of the gift of God, of a good harvest. Young men, take up the first sheaf of the field and bear it to the red fire of our feast. And there where the old bread of our table now burns and the meat of our feast was roasted this day, place that sheaf.
It's the youngest harvester. He takes it to the fire.
And let the fume of its burning rise to the night sky as a sign that we, his creatures who devour the grain, in the eating of this, the new bread, will, in spirit... return to God what he has so greatly given us of nourishment and vitality.
Sarai, now. Master?
Yes, Sarai.
Ruth must leave us now.
What is this?
And she was sad, Master, that she could not show her gratitude to you in our dance.
And Master Naomi also wanted to show her gratitude.
Naomi?
And had asked Ruth that she dance before you.
A Moabite dance?
No,
Not at our festival.
Why not, Mara? If this is her custom and this is the way of Naomi showing her gratitude too, then let her dance now. Salome, play.
Yes, master.
Oh, no, not now.
Yes, you must.
He wants you to. Please, Ruth. The master has asked you. Dance for him.
God, yes, she can dance. Supple as a serpent, eh?
No, Joshua. That is the grace in movement of modesty. Modesty of the natural plant. The animal unconscious of its own grace. The bird unaware that its flight to man is a feathered miracle.
Aye, master. She reminds me of a pure white egret I once saw, turned gold by the dawn as she moved out through shallows and away into flight. This is natural grace. And you could be right about this one. Could be.
Oh, lovely,
sire. Ruth!
Master?
Tell Naomi we find your gratitude to be a beautiful addition to our feast. And this. This, dear kinsfolk. Is not this work woven from the straw of our field? Strangely beautiful.
It's your straw, Dolly.
Strangely, because it was made by the stranger in our midst now, Ruth the Moabitess. From our straw we fashion different forms, don't we? The same straw, yet in this are patterns quite unknown to me. For the patterns are Moabites. Thus we see that in communion through a common possession, straw, one culture can enrich another and both be bettered. Ruth, God go with you. And long and happily now may you live among us. Now.
Oh, she's weeping. Bless her.
The ceremony.
My dear handmaids of the harvest, as we look to our burnt offering where we see the smoke and now seek the stars, let us, amidst plenty, remember how we saw famine stalk amongst us and the headless straw wilt among skeletons. Mara, the blessing of the bread.
Heads bowed, sorry. I bow your head, Joshua.
Yahweh, who alone created and commands all things, we have not forgot your punishment of us when the flail of your wrath threshed the chaff from the grain in our days of doubt and debauchery, and famine fell upon this land, as justly it falls upon Moab now.
Mara, please.
Nor, Lord, do we forget the many whose brittle bones became one with the stones of the arid earth. No, nor those men standing amongst us now, who, knowing they embraced probable death, struggled on to dig the new well so that we, the few, should survive. Nor do we forget on this day those who fled, hoping by flight they might be refugees from your wrath.
Mara, it is not
and
right.
And in gratitude for that divine deliverance, when you withdrew the whip of the wind and the scourge of the sun, we take and eat this barley bread. And as we do, Lord God of high heaven, we realize humbly and anew that the miracle of life in your seed grain is the blessing of bread to the life of man. Master.
Now to each her bounty, as token of my gratitude to you for all the work well done. And now peace and the blessing of sleep fall gently upon you all.
And God guard you, guarding the seed grain through the renewing night. Shalom, Master.
Shalom.
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 Well, Andreas, sun down, the moon up, the grain in, and all well.
Aye, Master. We got through in peace. Sleep you here on this skin, where that starry old moon won't waken you. I'll keep watch.
Thank you. And special thanks to you, Andreas. You have been my keeper of the peace. Not least among those you love to hate. The women. Shalom.
Praise from you is peace for me. Good night, Master.
And Joshua, knowing young blood. Joshua, where is he?
Need you ask? After the wine, the meat, and after the meat, more wine, and after a full belly, that full moon. So what follows?
And the women again.
One woman, unfortunately for him. But I think God's defenses will be strengthened by Naomi with a chopper.
Oh, the Moabite girl. Yes, you'll be safe tented with that maternal tigress, Naomi. Andreas, would it be true, think you, what the women say, that though she's a widow, she's a virgin still? Oh,
shouldn't be surprised, knowing Marlon as a boy. But if it's bitter truth you want, ask Mara.
She couldn't resist getting in her bitter comment about Elimelech's family, even in a prayer of thanksgiving. Nothing bitter about her Moabitess, eh? Well, look, you've had the opportunity day after day to observe her. Is she really, as she seems to me, an exceptionally selfless creature? Whose natural sweet... Andreas. Oh. God give you sweet dreams. Too much wine got under the skin of all of us, including me. Who is it?
Master, it is thy handmaid, Ruth.
No.
Who is kin to you.
No.
Spread the skirts of your robe over me.
God in high heaven.
Oh, Master.
What are you? God, are you a whore?
No.
The quiet woman. That you who accepted our charity, you who pretended such modesty.
Oh, please, let me go.
No, you will not forever shame this house by running wailing through Bethlehem. God above, in Moab is Moloch, your god, a beast, a serpent.
Oh, Naomi!
Woman, look at me. Was it she sent you here in the night to me, huh? Or was it you, chose? Huh? Answer me. Was this Naomi's doing, or are you a harlot at heart? Answer me. Jarvey, if you will not answer, then by God she will. Silence! And don't move from here.
Naomi! Naomi!
Hey! Is there anyone there? I said, is there anyone there?
Why, who wants to know?
Woman, come out here. I want a word with you.
If it's you again. Oh, it's Boaz, isn't it?
Come into the light, woman.
Light? Oh, the moon. But woman, is it? I have a name.
Yes, and you're living up to it.
Why, what do you want, rousing me from my straw?
I want, quite simply, to know if it was you who sent the Moabite Ruth to be at my feet.
And if I did?
Woman, did you instruct your daughter-in-law?
Yes, I did. What of it?
I want you, bored, to collect your young harlot, to strike your tent, and to be bag and baggage well beyond Bethlehem by daylight.
You?
Yes! Before all Bethlehem in disgust drives not only you, but all Moabites out of our city, and we have civil strife on our hands because of you.
Bored, you say, and harlot?
Woman, don't bandy words with me. You were trouble before you went. You've been trouble since you came back, and now...
Yes, by God, now I will be trouble. For call me what you like, but to call her harlot...
I told you...
Silence! Yes, I had trouble before I went, and it was man-made by my man. I suffered trouble where I went, and it was man-made, Marlon. And I've had trouble here because I've had to work myself like 10 men on a plot that no man would tell. And tonight... One drunken man of yours comes here bringing trouble. Now you...
Drunken man?
Yes, Joshua, who you are responsible for. And now you come, whose trouble is your own troubled self. And where is she? Whose pure nature you are prepared to desecrate with the word harlot?
Joshua came here.
I ask you a question, man. Where is my daughter-in-law?
On my threshing floor, weeping for shame.
For what? What have you done to her?
Nothing.
Poor man. Poor rich man. You should be weeping for what you've not done. Not claim the greatest of all riches to men, a lovely and loving woman who I know to be of the purest spirit of fidelity. Yes, and a virgin, too. And fool. She adores you. Harlot. But yes, I'll come and collect her, for I never want to be ever in my life again without her. Let me get my cloak.
Now, wait. You sent her, but was she willing to...
She was sent weeping, protesting against it, pleading with me not to do what might offend you, because she said she knew the fineness of your character. Let me get my cloak.
No. Naomi, you cannot play women's games with me. But for God's sake, why did you try to play with this young woman's affections?
Because I know her, and her great modesty, and her pent-up passion. And I know you, knew your nature since a boy. Aye, and why the trapped passion comes out in you only in anger. Righteous anger, because of a mother I knew, girl with girl, who destroyed your trust of women. And knowing what I do, I saw you as a gift for each other, from heaven. Knowing, too, that barriers had to be broken, maybe violently.
Naomi, you may be wiser than I am. You're certainly more cunning. Ruth, she says of you that you're honest. Too honest for most. Be honest with me. Did you not see this as a way to feather your own nest? To come back into the fold and be attached firmly to a family and not unrich?
Of course. Why not? It means fortune beyond riches for you. For me, I'm old. I'm poor now. And I'm lonely except for her. And I love my land here, always have, even in exile.
In flight?
No, I did not flee. Elimelech fled. I went from here as Ruth went tonight to you weeping. And I've returned, not because I want to fill my empty belly with Bethlehem's food, but, oh, God. I had an old woman's dream of her sweet belly filled with a child worthy of her and worthy of you. Who would be the new life and not leave me the dying end of a dying line.
Is this, Naomi, not women's tears, used cunningly on one who you know to be all too vulnerable to a mother's tears? Woman, how dare you raise your hand to me?
My hand. How dare you presume the wrath of God to be in man's hands only? Out of my way.
Naomi!
Joshua!
Joshua!
Naomi! You old liar, she's not...
Master, she's not there.
Who's not there?
The Moabite bitch.
Huh? Ah! Not where, you hear?
Let me up. The threshing floor.
Why was Andreas there? Answer me, man.
Andreas, yes. She said no woman was there. Said I was drunk, but searched the place for you.
Master! Oh, Joshua, for God's sake. Sorry, master. You had too much wine.
Andreas, is my Ruth not over there with you?
No. Didn't she come home? Sorry, I...
Andreas! Oh, Master, Naomi! I saw Ruth. I saw her from the rooftop. She was running away out towards the wilderness. And then Joshua...
Sarai, stay here with Naomi.
Yes, Master.
Joshua, go back where you should be, guarding the seed grain.
If she's gone back, Moab,
will... You'll do as I order you!
Master.
Oh. Come in the tent, Mother Naomi, and if you want me to, I'll stay all night.
Andreas.
Master.
Andreas, she has to be found.
Tonight?
Yes, and while the moon is high. Rouse the younger men. Then join me out at the far field's edge. Quickly, man. By the path that leads to the wilderness.
Master. Oh, women. Lord. Lord.
Sarai, I told you.
Yes, but she wants me to go. Because I know where Ruth has often gone to pray when she's been miserable. This way is the quickest.
Well, but there are snakes
I
there.
I know snakes and how to handle them. Come. Ruth!
Why have you come out after me?
Because you mustn't go, Ruth.
I must, Sarai. I can only make trouble here.
No, we all want you to stay. Where would you go?
I don't know. But I must go from here.
Then I'll go with you, wherever you go. I'm unhappy, too, about men.
Oh, little Sarai.
Sarai, are you there?
Oh, no, don't go, Ruth. I won't let you.
Sarai, is that you?
Yes, Master, it's me.
We'll go you home, Sarai. You hear me?
No, look, men are coming with torches.
That is only Andreas and our men. Now go meet them, Sarai. And tell Andreas to wait there. Tell him she, Ruth, is here with me.
Yes, Master.
Woman, you are weary. Sit. Sit on the flat stone there.
Oh.
It's only a cricket leapt from the stone. A little leap for fear or for joy. Ruth, I have this night spoken with your mother-in-law. She's told me things I did not know about you and things about myself, which perhaps I've not fully acknowledged till now. But one thing further I want to know, Ruth.
from you.
Master?
Did you understand? Or being a Moabite and foreign to us, did you not know what it meant when you said to me, spread the skirts of your robe over me?
I understood.
That it was more than a request that I take you as a woman, any woman, but as a wife. Did you understand that?
Naomi told me so.
Then, knowing from others, and from her too, of your great commitment of fidelity to Naomi, was this simply said by you to me in that commitment? Do you understand? Was it her wish alone?
No.
Your wish also?
Beyond my highest hopes. My wish. Yes.
Ruth, look at me. It is not right for me to tell you yet why on my threshing floor my anger should be on this night so violent, but this you should know. Walking in my field, I admired your tireless industry, your consideration for others, also your bodily physical grace. Working at the winnowing, I admired you for your strength and for your lack of greed. And at the feasting, I admired you again for the obvious love of others for you and for your reticence. Then, the dance. So there built up in me a beautiful image, as undemanding as desirable. Then, like a serpent in the night of my weakness, you came, seemingly intent on seduction. How could I not be outraged? But now, having faced Naomi, who worships you, I know why that brave, stubborn, and lonely soul loves you to the depth she does. And why, from the moment of first seeing you move in my field, you, to the same depth, have disturbed me.
Disturbed you?
As the seed of wheat is disturbed to grow, and adamant in its tenderness to thrust through the dark of the earth. So, for the blindness of my rage, being no new plant, but tarnished man, I ask of God first, then I ask of you forgiveness for hurt. I turn you to me, Ruth. I'm not young, and I have known reason to be distrustful of men, and of women too. But this I trust utterly. Oh, my love. Andreas! Andreas!
Master!
Andreas, have Sarai and the men take her back to Naomi's tent, and you come back here to me.
Back here?
I need to talk with you.
Oh, Master. Oh, mind the thorn bushes. This way.
Aye, little cricket. Little brother Judean. Life begins to be just a jump ahead of me. May God be in it. For it may be that he is more with her, the Moabite, than with me, the Jew.
What's that, Master?
Ah, Andreas. Come. Sit by me.
Oh, no, Master. When I get off my feet, it's going to be onto my back. Oh, yes, and you need sleep, too.
Yes, but first, I want your honest answer to a question, and I want your answer to be yes or no.
Yes.
Now, should I?
Yes. I said yes.
But I haven't asked the question.
No need. Buy the plot, marry the girl. For the whole thing now seems to me to come under the heading of good husbandry.
Well, that coming from you.
Oh, I admit it surprises me, too. But when the milk and honey of the promised land promises you pure milk and pure honey, who am I to doubt God and providence? Anything else?
No, except sleep. Then, action. Because a piece of this promised land is, for me, still full of thorny thickets. Lead on.
Joshua, will you listen to me and stop sharpening that sickle as though you meant to draw blood? Joshua.
Joshua?
Oh, Boaz.
Tamara,
I want to speak to Joshua alone.
Obviously, master.
Joshua, last night in anger I struck and hurt you.
Yes.
And in your drunken state you probably did not know the offensive thing you said to provoke me.
No.
So in justice I think we should forget that.
I see.
But I want you to know, especially between us, that I have this day undertaken to purchase the plot of land which Naomi, our kinswoman, wishes to sell.
But, master, surely you are aware by now that the right to bid for that plot first falls upon me, as being nearer in kindred to Marlon and so nearer to Ruth than you.
That is why I'm talking to you. But as both Naomi and I know, you have not the means either to buy her plot or to offer her the place in a household where she can see out her days in comfort, for she and Ruth will not be parted, nor should they be. And the more especially as I understand you to be engaged in the purchase of another plot to increase your inheritance.
What other plot?
The parcel of land, for the purchase of which you are borrowing from me.
That was for Naomi's plot.
Well, you told me it was for a plot wrongly owned by a foreigner, an alien to Israel.
And it is, as its ownership rests with a Moabite and is managed on trust by Naomi. Besides, master, it had never occurred to me that you would be interested. That at your age you would want to take on the condition attached to such a sale.
Condition?
To take the Moabite widow to wife and to honor our tribe by extending the family line. And, well, being younger, I know that I can honor this obligation and so not bring this lovely young woman again to bitter frustration and send Naomi into sad old age with no child to nurse.
Shall I strike you again?
I think not, master. Your reputation as a just man is too precious to you in Bethlehem. May I go and continue the work of your fields, which I am contracted to do?
Go. And God go with you, Joshua. You will have need of him. Young devil.
Master! Master! Oh, what's the matter, master? Do you feel all right?
No. No, Andreas, I feel suddenly old. Young Joshua intends to buy Naomi's plot.
Aye, and what goes with it? I know.
And, Andreas, in justice, I cannot stand in his way.
Nonsense. After his behavior last night, you could withdraw the loan you gave him.
It was not alter the law. Merely delay. For by the time that tawny wheat of our field is being threshed on this threshing floor, Joshua will be able to claim his inheritance. He will then be a rich young man in no need of any man's loan.
Oh, it's not riches she wants, is it? She wants you.
Aye. Praise God.
Ah, there would be no justice in it.
According to the law, there would be. And there would be no law if we did not uphold it. I will not break the law.
And so what will you do?
I don't know.
Andreas.
Oh, Leah, look. Look, I'm busy with the master, can't you see?
We know, we heard.
We?
Master, we were coming to see you, but hearing your voices, we
stopped
inside.
Salome.
And then we thought we'd let Judith explain. For, master, we know from Naomi and Ruth...
Look, Leah, I told you not to meddle in this.
Let her say what she has to say.
Andreas, you know that Joshua's father and his family hated Elimelech. Well, you don't like women's gossip, I know, but a bit of gossip picked up...
By me.
...by Salome about Joshua's inheritance could be good news for the master. It led Sarai to guide Judith and me to go to old Nathan.
Nathan, the scribe?
Yes, master. Because knowing your respect for the law...
But, Judith, it is not just respect. Think of our recent and terrible history. All this human suffering our fathers have seen would not have come on us had they not broken every law of the laws of Moses. It is not therefore for me or Ruth or any one person to put his or her human happiness first and break the law.
All right, master. Let's see if she has something to say that will save me breaking Joshua's neck to save you from breaking the law.
Andreas!
We found with old Nathan that our old Moses...
Joshua's father?
...had old Nathan inscribed for him a document before he died. And old Nathan made a copy and kept it.
Aye, and broke the law so doing, probably.
Shh, that Judith? Judith's going to read it.
And this is the copy. I will only read you the parts which apply. The possession of my vineyards to pass to my son Joshua... always provided that he let no member or members of the family of Elimelech pitch their tent on any land of his, nor be a party with any member of Elimelech's family to any contract whatsoever.
No contract, master. So no marriage for Joshua. Oh, well done, Sarai.
Is marriage a contract?
Oh, God help your husband if you ever get one.
I mean a contract in that sense. Oh,
marriage is a contract, Salome, in every sense.
Well, master, don't we dance for joy, don't we?
Well, this may be legally binding on Joshua, but I doubt if such an
agreement can override the whole law of tribal succession. Judith, did old Nathan...
Here comes Joshua.
But Mara, look.
Andreas, we want to know what is going... Oh, Master.
What is it? Why are you all looking at me like that?
Because it seems, young dog, you tried to bury a bone old Nathan dug up.
Old Nathan? If that old devil...
He has.
I warned him.
No, you offered him money, which he refused.
Probably money you loaned him, Master.
Joshua, I see you already know what this document contains as the will of your father.
So?
So, not only did you keep the true reasons from me for the loan I agreed to give you, but this, what have you to say?
Well?
Well, Joshua?
I love the woman. Like wine, perhaps, it went to my head. Was it wrong to want to give the woman I loved the sort of life I wanted for her?
The life you wanted for yourself. Naomi's plot, the girl, and the big vineyard, too.
Andreas. Well, Joshua, you say you love Ruth.
I do.
Very well. Though you have twice deceived me, and now I think you deceive yourself, I will not now withdraw the loan I offered you for the purpose you propose to put it to, the purchase of Naomi's small plot.
Master!
Because if this is what you choose to do, and I can tell the elders at the gate so, then it is proof enough for me that you do love Ruth the Moabite, for by taking her to wife, it is obvious now that you are prepared to let your rich inheritance go and to live humbly by the sweat of your brow on Naomi's little plot with Ruth. And this is what you choose to do, is it? Is it, Joshua?
Is it?
Well, is it,
Joshua?
God damn you all, and you, Master. You may know more of law than I do, but I know more of the lawyers, and they know that in 9 months' time I'll be the master of more riches than you. And my right in this is bigger than any agreement my fool of a father made. And I'll fight for that right. Out of my way, slave!
Oh, he'll fight, will he?
Master, what will you do?
I will go now, Judith, to the elders at the gate. I will put all the facts and factors before them. And I will abide by their verdict under the law, whatever that verdict may be.
Then, Master, may I come too?
Why, you, little Sarah.
Because the law says, doesn't it, not to vex the stranger, nor afflict the widow. And I know, when others didn't, how Joshua afflicted Ruth.
Then dress yourself more properly and come with me. Andreas, see to things here. But if I am not home by noon, come to the gate.
Oh, Andreas, what do you think?
Oh, think? I don't. I pray, for only God knows if that young hothead can still sway some of the elders. Not like our master, who, God help him, is incorruptible. I'm going to see old Nathan myself. He's one of the elders. He's not corruptible either. But God knows, maybe I can be when pushed to it.
Oh, Judith, come. Naomi must know about this. Salome?
Where did Mara go? Wait for me!
Naomi? Oh, Naomi.
Oh, Mara. Dressed for the kill? What do you want?
Our women. Are they here?
Out there and not just idling, Mara, like you. They're out there on my plot helping Ruth tidy it up. Instead of sitting around in their Sabbath, best... biting their nails? Have you any news?
No. And Joshua, is he out there?
I thought that was who you were after. No, I don't know where Joshua is. But if he drops down dead wherever he is, that's a spot specially blessed to me. Oh, why don't you go and get the bitterness out of your sister, Mara, by giving Joshua a run for his money? In the end, it should be money worthwhile, and money's worthwhile to you.
I didn't come here for insults.
Oh, the insults extra and free. But this wine is for the workers. And here they come now, in from the fields. Now, stand aside.
Any news?
From the gate?
Yes.
No. No news yet.
They've all worked so hard, Naomi. Even Salome.
Oh, one way to keep our minds off the worry we all share.
Well, here is a pot of wine and some barley bread. Oh, Ruth, share it round. Ruth, what is it?
It's someone coming. Little Sarai.
And she's not running.
Oh, little Sarai not running, then it can't be good news.
Sarai?
Ruth? Naomi? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yes, I got sent away from the gate for interrupting.
Oh, girl, you made my heart stop. But You mean they haven't decided yet?
Not when I came away. And I only interrupted because the elders were so slow. I tried to be patient. I did, Ruth, but they got angry and Andrea sent me away.
Oh, don't cry, Sarai.
Was Joshua there?
Yes, he is now. I wanted to help.
Yeah, but, Sarai, did you get any idea how it was going?
Oh, they like Boaz, and you can see they don't trust Joshua. But then they'd always say the law is the law. The law is the law, as if that meant anything.
It means Joshua comes before Boaz.
Well, if the worst comes to the worst in wedding and bedding, at least Joshua, unlike Marlon...
Hold your tongue, Salome.
No, it's Boaz. Boaz himself is coming.
Boaz. Yes, it's him and alone. Ruth, come to me, darling.
Hear me.
Oh, Ruth. He's moving slowly. Even for Boaz.
But his head's held high. Have you ever seen it anything else?
Well, I'd be running to Ruth if the news was...
Naomi. Ruth. This day, at the gate, in the presence of the elders of Bethlehem, the law of Moses was upheld. Oh. In that, Joshua, by offending that law in his affliction of this stranger in our midst, has forfeited his rights of kinship with her. And it has been decided, witnessed, and made proper in law, that I shall be possessed of your plot of land and of my dear one.
Give me the hook! We won! Maria! Maria!
Stop! Quiet! Stop! Joshua, stop!
Joshua? Where?
And Andreas, leading him like a beast to the slaughter. Look!
Why? Why here?
And there's a crowd following them. They come from the gate. Why? Andreas?
Master, in respect of the ingratitude of Joshua here, for all you've done for him in the years with you, the elders have insisted that I now see all the old formalities fulfilled, or else Joshua be punished for their neglect.
Formalities?
Yes, you know. Ruth?
Yes, Andreas?
As the widow in the case who has been, well, passed over, or in legal language spurned by the man who was next in kinship to you, you are required now, by our law, to remove from him the one sandal of his foot.
Of Joshua?
Yes, Ruth. Do so. Take off his shoe.
But...
Do it. It's a custom. That's all.
Yes, yes.
And he is named shoeless and limps from now on.
Give the sandal to Naomi. And now, Ruth, you're required to send him shamed away by publicly spitting on him.
On Joshua?
Yes, on me.
It's just a symbolic gesture of scorn.
But I feel no scorn. Only pity. And he has not spurned me.
Just do as we say, Ruth.
Master, to whom my obedience now must be, must I do this thing? Must I, a foreigner who has found such favor amongst you, yes, even from Joshua a sort of favor, must I now soil myself and your people by such a gesture of hate? Is it your will?
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
Master, is it your will that I do this?
Do, my Ruth, as God wills in you. My will henceforth will always be tempered by the grace of your modesty.
Go with God, Joshua.
Joshua, go.
Yes.
He looked as if he was going to be sick.
I felt sorry for Joshua.
But Andreas, what will happen to him?
Joshua? Oh, he'll grow punishingly rich in good time, which is what he most wants to be. Master... Shall we go home?
Home? We? Yes, all of us. Leah, Judith, Salome, and of course you, little Sarai. Hurry home and begin to prepare a place for the new mistress of our household and of my heart. Ruth, take my arm. And, Andreas, help the tigress to fold up her old tent and follow on.
Tigress? Oh, yes. Tamed now, I hope. She's on her knees. And Master and Ruth... May God and greatly bless you both. Now, off you do go. Leave Naomi to me.
Dear God, wherever in heaven you are, or it may be, accept from the sinful, earthbound soul entirely tearful gratitude that you and I have seemed to be remarkably successful in this so far. So far.
Naomi.
But if, Lord God, you will allow me to make a final suggestion, considering that I'm an old, well, mature woman, more practically experienced than you in the wicked ways of your creatures here on this particular piece of your earth. Your chosen people. Your choice, not mine. Knowing them, knowing me.
Naomi.
But Lord Jarvey, just allow me to suggest it could be an improvement to us. And an improvement to your reputation, too. If out of this loving union there could be fruitful issue. And Lord, please, a boy. For I'm sure you can't but agree with me that out of my sweet and gentle Gentile, and this strong and pure Jew, a marvelous new Adam might come and be a chosen for your chosen as you'd choose them to be. So, Lord, please, a boy,
When you've finished instructing him, would you mind instructing me what you want to take with you?
Take. Help me up. Take with me? Nothing. Throw the lot in the midden. Life for me now is going to be new everything.
Including a newborn babe, eh? So we take nothing.
No, but I'll take your arm if you don't mind. I feel faint with joy. With joy.
And listener, perhaps a year from then, Ruth bore a babe, and in joy put into the arms of Naomi a boy. He was named Obed, and through him began the great line that led Israel on through David and the house of Jesse to another birth, another Bethlehem story.
Morris played Naomi, John Turner, Boaz, and Wendy Murray, Ruth, in The Threshing Floor by James Forsythe. Andreas was played by Ronald Herdman, Joshua by Gary Cady, Mara, Pauline Letts, Leah, Rosalind Adams, Judith, Teresa Stretfield, Salome, Frances Jeter, and Sarai, Jill Lidstone. The music was composed by Terence Albright and played by Brenda Dykes, flute, John Leach, dulcimer, and John Mitchell, percussion. The Threshing Floor was directed by Ian Cottrell.